Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't care what anybody says. We're constantly judging and evaluating people.
And people do the same to us.
And people do the same to us. I'm talking in regular life.
Oh, yeah.
In regular life, when you walk into a bank, or you walk into an office, or you walk into a concert or a bar, you're constantly, it's like what's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly scanning and evaluating. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. I often say control is an illusion. In today's podcast, I will teach you to perform the trick of controlling your tables. But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
How you been, my man?
I've been well. How about yourself?
Pretty good, pretty good.
I like
chica,
it.
Chica, chica, yeah. Getting into it, I mean, every successful restaurant, I mean, we have to exert a measure of control.
Absolutely.
Whether it's at the bar or at the front door, you have to control the flow of the restaurant, the kitchen, and servers as well. You need to control your tables and your station.
Absolutely.
And that's what we're going to talk about today, how to control
your situation.
Without a doubt. I believe it to be a mistake when people think just giving your tables everything that they...
It's almost crazy.
It's crazy because of the result, but not crazy in thought.
No.
They're not crazy for thinking it. They're just mistaken.
Yeah.
Because the guests don't work there. You do. Mm-hmm. So you're the mediator.
They don't know the flow of the restaurant. They don't understand what's going on. They're there to have the experience. It's all an illusion, like you said in the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Okay. You are there to create this illusion of perfectness around them because that's what they came for.
That's the theater.
Yeah.
It's like a Disney.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we go to Disney and you're looking at Magic Kingdom.
It's beautiful, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, there's people under those yes! ground coming out of little locations. Okay?
Yeah, they're coming out of the garbage cans.
They're popping out of things, yo. It is crazy.
And you don't see that Willy Wonka factory underneath it.
Absolutely.
It's a bustling city underneath it.
Yeah.
They build it up.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk in, you don't notice, but you're walking up. You know, and they're at ground level. And you're up there and they're... That's the theater
There's a whole world under that world.
There's a whole world under that world, and it ain't small.
No.
So that's really what we're here to talk about, is how to make that work. We're going to give you things that you don't even know that you wanted.
Exactly.
Okay? And if you come in directing, you have to be that conductor to make sure that it's really how it's going to go and how it's supposed to go and things like that. Now, for me, control starts with authority, okay? That is the guests really test your authority by asking a lot of questions, their crazy requests, they even challenge you at times. So how do you come off as being an authority?
It's your initial approach off the rip, okay? Yeah. If you come off strong but understanding, they will respect you immediately. They know. The guest knows, just like a kid, when you're growing up and you're a kid, you know what, you know, you're pushing your parents to the certain limit to see what you can get away with.
Yes.
Or any figure in your life, because you're trying to see what you can get away with and what you can't get away with.
And that's okay. You come in and you have an idea, I want to do this. And your personality sometimes takes over.
Yeah.
Maybe you're the take charge kind of guy and you think that, or girl, and you think that you know best, and this is how it's going to go.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
And, you know, I really want my thing to go well, so I really want this birthday or whatever mm-hmm. the case may be, or this meal. And it's up to you as a server to
make sure their mind is at ease.
Yes.
First of all.
Yes.
You want to make sure the guest's mind is at ease.
Yes.
You want them to understand that they are in good hands, capable hands.
Yes.
And it's going to flow the way it's supposed to flow. Even if in their mind it's not going exactly the way we want it to, it might be better because you gave them direction immediately.
Correct. And there's certain ways, there's certain opportunities to achieve that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And we're going to talk a little bit later about how to ease their mind.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing, because you could do it verbally, but the first thing that you're going to be judged on is the nonverbal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's how you present
yeah.
and how you approach. Now, your first opportunity to have that control as a server is through your demeanor, your appearance, your body language, and your body position.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you what I mean about that. If you appear to be frantic, messy, your hair is tossed, those are chips against your credibility, your authority a little bit.
Initially, you know? Absolutely.
Initially. Because, listen, I don't care what anybody says. We're constantly judging and evaluating mm-hmm. people.
And people are doing the same to us.
And people do the same to us. I'm talking in regular life.
Oh, man. Yeah.
In regular life, when you walk into a bank, or you walk into an office, or you walk into a concert or a bar, you're constantly, it's like Arnold Schwarzenegger in Terminator.
Oh, yeah.
Constantly
yeah.
scanning and evaluating. And if you're hurried versus being calm,
mm-hmm.
then this guy doesn't,
doesn't know what he's doing.
He's not in control of what's going on here.
Exactly.
He doesn't know what he's doing, or she.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really have to make sure that you're projecting that. How do you do that? It's the simplest thing as to be presentable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's the simplest thing. Make sure that you're all in line. When whatever your uniform is, whatever that you're trying to portray, do that.
Exactly.
Do that to the T. Because that's going to put you in line with your authority for that restaurant.
Yeah.
Now, when I talk about your body language, we're talking about how you stand,
mm-hmm.
where you stand. I'll give you an example.
Your point of contact.
Yes. Okay. Now, body language, you're going to have a neutral head position, if not tilted upwards. It's really challenging to tilt your head upwards when you're speaking to seated people.
Mm-hmm.
That really sends the wrong message. If you're eye to eye and your head's tilted upwards, that means a little bit, you know, what you want to achieve as a confident authority.
Yeah.
But then you're really missing the line if you do that. So you can tilt your head, but you want to make sure your shoulders are back. And then you have what I call an A-frame stance, mm-hmm. where the top of the A is your
stuff. He's really good about stuff. That, too.
A host said to me, he's like, man, you look like you're, you know, and I was like, no, but, you know, I rarely ever get pushback.
Yeah.
But I'm also pairing that with being nice and mm-hmm. being, you know, authoritative and knowledgeable and things like that. Your knowledge carries a long way as
absolutely.
Well as being an authority.
Yeah.
So what I mean by A-frame stance is that your feet are going to be slightly outside your shoulder width.
He's planted.
You're planted. And that is a very good point, because trees have authority.
Mm-hmm.
The pyramids have authority. When you have that base,
yeah.
you have authority.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you take ownership
of your space.
And when I come in, I scan to choose where I'm going to stand. So you have your body language and your body positioning.
Mm-hmm.
When you're at the table, it's different than in conversation, because when you're in conversation, you can angle your body differently and things like that. You would be disingenuous if you angle away from the table.
Yeah.
You're really not engaged. You want to square up.
Yeah.
You want to engage. You want to square up. So where you stand. Last show, we talked about control.
Yes.
Controlling your tables.
Mm-hmm.
And we identified certain guests as being needy.
Yes.
And you want to stand next to the needy guest, because what they want
the attention.
They want attention.
Absolutely.
So you're going to stand
right next to
them and then the attention is then reflected
onto them.
Yes.
But at the same time, you're getting what you need.
Correct. Correct. And so when I'm scanning to find out where I'm going to stand as well, I look for an ally. I look for the person who is most like me. If there's a person at the table who is directive,
mm-hmm.
you know, oh, we're going to order, we're going to do this, and you know, who's really in line with what
they're
you want to accomplish.
They're riding that way with you. Yes.
Stand next to that mm-hmm. person. And then together you build
that pyramid.
That pyramid, that authority, that base mm-hmm. where the others at the table will automatically
fall in
line to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there are all these different nuances of where to stand. Unfortunately, not every restaurant gives you a 360-degree opportunity to stand wherever.
True.
They just give you that entrance,
mm-hmm.
as in a booth. You're going to always be, you know, at that one spot
yeah, exactly.
to be able to take the thing. So, but if you're at a four-top and you're able to do that, really pick out who you want to stand next to, where you want to stand. Sometimes if there are two couples, depending on how you want things to move, you either stand between the women or you stand between the men. Meaning, sometimes if the men are the ones that get things along and that's what you want to do, you stand in between them and the women come, you know, they feel that
energy.
That energy and mm-hmm. that pressure to keep it moving. If the opposite and you just really want to hang back and they're the ones that want to hang back, you stand between them and you say, hey, I'm going to give you a little bit more time.
Exactly.
And they're okay with that. If you're on their side, they're going to really feel that really, mm-hmm. that tension and not be aligned with you energetically.
Yeah.
And that might, sometimes when you feel that thing and it's not quite working, that will smooth it over mm-hmm. for you. Your second opportunity to gaining control is your knowledge.
Yes.
Now, a question, when is a question not a question? Is when it's a challenge of your authority.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that? Can I get this? Can I get that? What's in this? What's in that? They're really peppering you with questions as a test.
Yeah.
You know, they're really poking you because it's that dance, really, that you're doing. You thinking it's just questions. They're looking at you to see
how you're going to play the situation out.
How you're going to play it out. How quickly do you answer? How confidently do you answer? How knowledgeable are your mm-hmm. answers? And then later on, that's going to pay off in dividends when things don't go, you know, necessarily your way. And you say, hey, this is what's going on. They already trust you.
Yeah.
But if you didn't pass that test earlier,
then you've already failed.
You're full of it.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be like, how is this going to be? You know, that's when they raise up on certain people and they don't on others because they have already made up their mind. And if you've gotten to the point where you have to explain what happened, it's too late.
It's way too late.
That's why you do this work in the beginning.
Yeah.
That's why you listen to this show and you apply it to your own situation and your own challenges at your restaurant, because every restaurant's different.
Yeah.
We're all accomplishing a different magic
like
show.
We just had Omar on the show not too long ago.
Correct.
And he said he likes to do everything almost front-loaded.
Yes.
Where by the time they get to the food, there is no questions.
Correct.
He's trying to make sure that they have all the answers and his flow mm-hmm. of control the way he wants it to work.
Yeah. There's just a flaw of if it doesn't go right, if someone's not at the table,
yes.
if they come late, they're not in the know, you have to be able to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
And he seems like he has a little issue with that because he wants everything to be just that, which is admirable, but
Sometimes you got to roll with the punches.
Sometimes you got to roll with the punches.
Yeah.
You know that, you know, in our business,
it's not going to, these wheels aren't completely round.
It's true. And the steering wheel don't steer straight.
Right.
It pulls to the left.
It pulls to the left.
You know what I mean? And that's just how it goes. Sometimes you can't help but have it be slammed.
Yeah.
And I'm going to teach you how not to be in the weeds as
Absolutely.
Well in this show. But it's one of those things where you can learn a lot. I learn a lot from Omar. I learn about being able to, hey, I told you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We laid the ground rules
yes.
already.
And that's why he's such an authority.
Yeah.
Because he presents the knowledge down and he tells them. And that's the third opportunity. But we're still on knowledge, right? So now you really want to be able to answer questions about the menu, about the wine, about the beer, about the drinks, and about the restaurant, if it has history and all
absolutely
that stuff.
Yeah, you need to know all these things.
Yeah, at the old job, people used to ask me about the building. Never had to do that anywhere else.
Yeah.
But it's a historical building,
yeah,
and it's beautiful. So you tell them about the architecture, when it was built, who owned it, this and that, blah, 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 blah. And for a restaurant owner, if that's a point that anyone has ever asked you, every employee needs to know that.
Yeah, it should be a part of the spiel.
Yeah. Because if you're asked and you say, oh, I don't know, you better confidently say, I mean, whether it's menu item or something about the building, you better project that.
Yeah.
You know.
At least the facts that you do know.
Yeah.
Make them come off really strong. You don't need to know all the facts. But
yeah,
you should at least know, like you said, like the year the building was built. You know, you might not need to know the architect's name, but maybe where he's from. You know, the style of the architecture.
Yes.
And then you can kind of fill in the blanks later. Like, hey, I know somebody that has full knowledge of the situation. I'll have him come by the table.
Correct.
Meaning your manager or whoever else.
Yes. Now, so first you have your appearance. Basically, not just your appearance, but presenting yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you stand, how you look, that
the initial presentation.
The initial presentation. The non-obvious.
Yes.
Then you have your knowledge.
Menu knowledge, restaurant
correct
knowledge, all the above.
Correct. Now the third major opportunity is timing.
Yeah.
Now timing is one of the most tangible ways that you can control your table, and I'll tell you why.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's just say you got triple sat,
mm-hmm,
right? You've known people that wig out.
Yeah, because, and this is, I'm going to give you guys the keys to the kingdom right now, okay?
Talk to me.
You consolidate your steps,
mm-hmm,
okay? I promise you it will always work if you do this the right way.
Yes.
When you go to a table, or if there's three tables to set, you treat them all like one table. You go, you speak to all of them, you do the lap, you do the dance, you come back with the drinks, you do all these things in sequence. This way everybody gets the same experience at the same time and they see you're in control. A table's not gonna yell at you if you have seven drinks in your hand, okay, and you're dropping two drinks at this table, mm-hmm, two drinks at that table, another three drinks at this table. They see it all on the tray or whatever you have. Not that you ran to be frantic and got one table's drinks and then you're going to the next table and now you're already disheveled. Now you're behind, now mm-hmm you're in the weeds.
Okay,
if you did it the other way around, they see you as a whole, you treat them all as one, they love you for it.
Now, let me expand on that. It's what you described was the difference between being a situational waiter and a true consolidator of steps. Because if someone asks you for something or they you got drinks, a drink order, it doesn't mean you have to ring the drink order in right away.
Exactly.
It doesn't mean you have to bring the drink order right away. The only caveat that I could say in this space describing what I'm about to talk to you about is that every restaurant's different.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes some restaurants, someone else brings the drinks or
mm-hmm
or it's
or the water or whatever.
Or
yeah,
water, or everybody brings everything. But it's fair to say that in general, every restaurant I've ever worked at, most of your work is front-loaded.
Yes.
Most of your work happens in the beginning. Most of your work happens when you greet the table and
the first
take
3 minutes
drink or describing what you have,
mm-hmm,
who you are, what's going on, taking the drink order, appetizer, entrees. That usually happens in the first 10 minutes.
Guaranteed.
Then it's
Then you're just waiting.
Then you're just waiting and conducting the traffic.
Yeah.
Right? That's it.
That's it.
So then, in theory, this is what I would recommend. Say you got triple sat. I'm going to teach you how not to be in the weeds. And you said that you described treating those three tables as your whole section, you know, as one table.
As one table.
I mean. Yes, initially. All right? So when they all come in, three tables get sat. What I do is I approach the first table, and if they're ready to get a drink order or not, doesn't really matter.
No. But they've been greeted. They've been spoken to.
Correct.
Yes.
I greet the second. I do the same thing, depending on where they're at. Need,
yeah.
You know.
Because some people want to move faster than others.
Correct.
Some people are ready to go when they walk in the door.
Correct.
Some people don't even need menus.
Correct. And then the third one, I say, I'll be right with you.
Yeah.
That starts the separation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Gives you a little bit of time.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll even say, hey, I just got these two tables. I'm going to do this, this, and this. And I'll be right back to explain that, that, and that.
Absolutely.
And then off I go. All right.
But still, you treated them like one in the initial.
Oh, no, I didn't leave the area.
Yeah, that's the key.
Yes, that's the key.
Everybody needs to be spoken to in that one moment.
100%. You cannot walk by that third table or that second table.
Without saying something.
Because who knows when you're going to be back.
That is where, that's where issues lie. And people feel like they've either got missed or dismissed or all the above.
Yo, 3 minutes feel like 10 at that
point. Yes.
When you have not had someone speak to you in 3 minutes or acknowledge you or say what's going to happen, you're screwed, glued, and tattooed.
Oh, for sure.
Okay? Now, theoretically, you would have gotten a drink order, or doesn't matter. You now it's your second time you're going to be seeing these three tables that got sat all in a row, right? So now, the first table, you are delivering the drinks and maybe taking an appetizer order. Second table, same thing. Third table, you give them the spiel, and then you give them a little bit more attention because they've been waiting for a second. So hopefully in those minutes that you've been gone, they know what they want to drink and things like that. Now, regardless of if they gave you appetizer and drink and all that stuff, now you have these things. You get to deal the cards from here on out.
Yes.
This is the mistake that people become situational waiters. They take an order, ring the order. They take an order and just think that everything has to go because of that. No, 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 no. You are exercising control. This is why you're listening to this podcast. Now you're in control. They gave you the ammo.
Mm-hmm.
They gave you the cards. Now you get to deal them out. Ideally, you really want them to have their drinks. Okay? So you now have spoken to the three tables. Let's say they're giving you the order.
One table, we'll do a situational.
Mm-hmm.
One table gave you the order. One table's got apps. The other table is thinking about doing a bottle of wine, but they have water at the table.
Okay. So I will put in the apps. The drinks have already been delivered.
Yep.
The bottle of wine, I'm going to do one of two things. Depending on how quickly I can execute that third table and their bottle of wine, I am going to make sure that those wine glasses are polished.
Mm-hmm.
I will either ask a coworker to secure the wine glasses for me or present the bottle of wine if I'm weeded.
Yeah. If you're already behind.
If I'm already behind. If not.
We're teaching people not to be weeded here.
Yes. We're teaching them not to be weeded here. But this is only on the assumption that I got three tables at a time and I don't have another one or two at the.
Oh, no. In my mind, I'm guessing you already have two other tables, but they're at a different point of their meal.
Yes. So so ideally, what I want to do is make sure that drinks are being taken care of. So I'm going to take care of the wine as well. And then if I have two appetizers going, I'm going to only send one. And I'll tell you why I do that. I want to create separation.
Space.
Because I want to create space. Yeah. Because if I have all three tables sat at once.
They're all going to get up at once.
All three tables on appetizers, entrees, and dinners, and dessert. They're all going to get up at once.
Same time, yeah.
You're in the same boat again. You want to sacrifice a little bit of turn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And how do you do that? Even if they're all identical, you're going to want to hold one back for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Very rarely do all three tables get all three courses or whatever the case may be at your restaurant.
In the same sequence, yeah.
In the same sequence. So if that is the case, you separate it. You take the order and you ring one.
Mm-hmm.
And then 3 or 4 minutes later, you ring the other one. And then 2 or 3 minutes later, you ring the third one. So naturally, that'll give it a little bit of timing and separation that you need. And then you, and then if it catches back up again, you do the same thing with the entrees. I guarantee you, people eat at different paces. Mm-hmm. People eat at different speeds. And
it's going to be very far and few between where you're ever going to have a situation where everything is clicking at the same speed.
Correct. Because guess what? There are people that end up, they end up ordering like a salad as an entree. Mm-hmm. That's quicker.
Yeah,
it's than, fast. Than, you know, a well-done pork chop.
Exactly.
So there you go. That is your opportunity to exercise your control. Now, in the table, let's just, most people places, they have 4, sometimes 5 table sections.
Yeah, so we'll say a 4-table section. We had the 3 initial.
Yeah, and we'll, then you we'll have go your, to 5. We'll go to 5.
Okay.
Let's just go to 5. What ideally you really want to do, and I'll tell you a mistake that people make, okay? Let's say that you already have, you have a 5-table section, which is, you know.
2 of them are waiting on their entrees, and then we got triple set.
And you got triple, not waiting, let's say 2 of them are eating.
Okay.
Okay? And then you got triple set. Here is my mentality, and I'll tell you what people, the mistake that people do. People try to catch up the new tables.
Yeah, there's no reason for that.
There's no reason for that. That's a mistake.
Yeah.
You're,
what are you catching up to?
What are you catching up to? What are you moving forward for? What you really want to do
is give them time.
Not only give them time, you don't even want to concentrate on that part of it. You want to acknowledge them and things like that. When you get the last table that filled your section, whether it's your 4th table or your 5th table, you should then be thinking, how can I get rid of my first table?
Mm-hmm.
The first one to go. You need to pull that drain plug before you fill that bathtub up anymore.
Yeah.
That's how water flows over for people.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you get frantic. So all I'm thinking about is how am I going to get these people on dessert? How am I going to get them out of here? Okay? So I check on my existing tables because you have to stick the landing.
Oh, yeah.
If you end up moving forward with the new tables a little too aggressively and you ignore, you're wasting all that precious service that you gave them.
All that beautifulness you gave them earlier.
Yeah.
That flower is in full bloom.
Yes.
And then you just watched it wither away.
You watched it wither away because you got weeded. You were out of control.
The weeds ate your flower.
The weeds ate your flower. I love it. And then they're pissed off because you took too long mm-hmm. on their other drink that they wanted
their
to finish
landing.
Their meal.
Yeah.
Or you took too long with the check. And you thought, a lot of people make that mistake. They go, oh, they're fine.
But, and this is going back to the beginning, what I had said with consolidating your steps.
Mm-hmm.
When I said you should treat all 3 tables like one, you still do. But you're checking on those other 2 tables at that same time to make sure their drinks are full, to make sure that they're running smoothly, because that's still a part of the machine.
Yeah.
It needs, the whole section needs to be treated as one in that motion.
To your point, yes. And what we mean by that is, do not leave your section until you've touched
everybody.
Table.
Exactly.
And you don't have to engage with them.
No, just it can be a quick, it can be a half a second.
You
it
just have
be,
to look at
look
them.
Look at them. Yeah.
You have to make
you
sure
make,
that
you
their
make
heads
sure
are down.
That they're okay.
Yes.
That they're eating, that they have the little tools in front of them, that they have a burger, that they have ketchup, that, you know, just the little stuff like that that would make them flag you down mm-hmm. while you're sitting at a table or doing something that's out of character because you didn't take care of those little things earlier.
Yes. Absolutely. That's what the control is all about. You could be off in the... When I'm off away from my section, I know exactly what's going on in my station.
You should.
Without even being there.
Mm-hmm.
I would know that this person's on dessert and this dessert should be coming out now, or if I have to run the dessert, or this table's waiting for their drinks, and that table, da-da-da-da-da. You know, and I mentally rotate the tables in my mind.
And if you're at a place where you they have to make your salads, you need to make your salads, or X, Y, and Z is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are all the little things that you should be going on in your section at all times.
Yes. And a benefit to walking through your section and acknowledging every single table, not necessarily verbally, is that you're constantly updating that plan.
Mm-hmm.
You're constantly reprioritizing what you got to do next. Because I guarantee you there's some things that you missed. I tend to write everything down. If I got to get a water, I write that down because I like a sense of levity in my life. Now, when you're going through and you're scanning and you're reprioritizing, as soon as you leave your station, you say, okay, this is what I got to do, blah, 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 da, da, da. And that's why timing is so important.
That's why you see servers talking to themselves at the time. They'll be at the computer and we're talking to ourselves and it's us processing. This table needs this. This table needs that. Okay, they're okay. Let me put this appetizer in. Okay, I got to get their drinks. Boom, I'm back in the game. Let me go take care of these things.
Yes. Yes. And I tell you a secret. When I'm in the back at the computer, I swear, I am MFing all over the place. Not at any situation. It's just a way for me to discharge that energy.
Yeah.
You know? And then once I discharge that energy, I'm like, hey, how you doing? Da, 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 this and that. And
you're back in the game.
Around. I'm back in the game. Not that I have any angst. I really don't. It's just my mechanism to just, you know, hit that ground.
Cope real
get
quick.
Back to neutral. Yeah. Yeah. So I speak in that way where I can't out on the floor and I can't do it at my tables, or at least shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reset and I go back and I'm constantly making the loop. The bar, the section, to the computer,
yep.
To the dish pit in the kitchen, one continuous loop, boom, boom, yep. Boom. And if you break that loop, something happened. That should be your signal to you that something did not go right. Always make that ideal loop for yourself that makes you the most efficient and the most in control that you could mm-hmm. possibly be. Now, once you do that, once you made that nonverbal command in the beginning, it gives you leeway in case something happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I've messed up and went over to a table and said, listen, I forgot to bring your food in. Oh, that's okay, because I knew you wouldn't, blah, 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 blah. How the hell they knew I wouldn't or wouldn't? Because yeah. I presented in the beginning.
You presented the line, and now they have trust, and now they feel at ease. Regardless of what happens from this point forward,
yeah.
You've already laid the groundwork to be like, you wouldn't do that to me intentionally.
Correct. and so it's important not to skip over that groundwork.
Yeah.
It's important when you get there, you don't have but a few minutes to get through the first level.
You're their guy.
You're their guy.
You need to be their guy.
That's right.
As long as you're their guy or their girl or whatever you need to be for that person.
Yes.
Forgiveness is a lot easier. When they can see, like you said earlier, the frantic hair or the disheveled look or all the above. Okay?
Did you say disheveled?
Yes. Okay. Yo, well, you know exactly. Yeah, the
Don King over here.
The Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, okay?
Yeah.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I do. That's awesome. I'm going to start using that word.
They know off the rip. And like you said, they can feel that energy.
Yes.
And it's easy to merely put you in the weeds if you let them take control.
Correct. Correct. And that's really it. If you have a different way, or if you really don't even agree with what we're talking about, let me know. Reach out to me at themodernwaiter@gmail.com or follow me on Instagram at themodernwaiterpodcast.
If you don't agree, you're in the weed a lot.
Well, I think the point in which people probably wouldn't agree is the function that their restaurant works a little bit.
Oh, no, that's fine. And we all know restaurants work differently.
Yeah, because like it's no secret that you and I, we prescribe to a different mentality of what teamwork is.
Yes.
And honestly, I've seen more missed opportunities in restaurants where everybody does everything than in where someone is responsible for something. Because the diffusion of responsibility is, to me, a little bit more dangerous than being able to go to a single point of contact and say,
yes.
Did you drop that check? Were you able to do this? Or whatever the case may be, you need to have a guy, in my opinion.
We've talked about it time and time again. We've talked about it on other shows. We're not going to get back into it because it could take up a whole show.
That's a whole show, but you need to have control. This is the whole point of the whole show. Have control. Start with the nonverbal. Move into the knowledge. And then end up with the timing.
Yeah.
Because when the
timing is efficiency.
The timing is efficiency. And some of the timing is out of your control.
Yes.
So then you get that mm-hmm. that forgiveness, that padding.
Yes, because you already gave them the other two steps.
That's right. That's right. And we'll wrap it up right there. Thank you for watching us, listening to us. We do this for you each and every week. And if you enjoy our show and you'd like to see us do well, think of a friend in your mind. Who might enjoy this content, this show right here?
Yeah.
Share this specific show with somebody that you think might enjoy it or might benefit from it. Let them know that you listen to the Modern Waiter podcast, and it was pretty cool. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny the Villain. Subscribe, 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 people.
We'll see you next time.
Later. Well, I'm the motherfucking commandant, confidant, nigga acting nonchalant above the rest. Nigga, I am the best. Nonetheless, homie, peep the S on my chest and stand.